It is the opening day of Operation Persian Gulf Welcome Home.
We remember the Wisconsin men and women killed in Iraq. Ryan P. Long.
On high ground, flanked by dozens of American flags, the veterans salute and shout present as the names are read of those who lost their lives in the region's many conflicts.
Charles A. Kaufman.
Charles Kaufman died at the age of 20 on June 26, 2005.
It was a convoy of Humvees, and there was a roadside bomb in the cement.
His mother, Celeste Kaufman, says she wonders what Charles would be doing now.
He had a great smile. I've been told he was killed instantly, which I find comfort in that, because I never wanted him to suffer.
She is now a volunteer at the High Ground.
The veterans of past, present, and future are never forgotten here. Their families and friends are never forgotten here.
Ryan D. Chopek.
It is almost 10 years to the day since Iraq veteran Brian Chopek last spoke to his son Ryan, who had followed him overseas.
He turned 20 on June 1st of 2006. His unit was only going to be in country another couple weeks. They came home, I think it was 2 days after he was buried, and I was there at Volk Field to greet them. I just felt I had to be there.
He says at the High Ground, his son's sacrifice and his service are respected.
I have been called a baby killer. Well, I was in downtown Madison on State Street in uniform.
Chopek remembers a scene from the movie The Hurt Locker, which shows the internal struggle combat veterans can face when they return home.
1 minute, you're in a wreck. You're getting shot at. And the next minute, you're in the cereal aisle, looking at a box of cereal for your kids. I can't help but think that there have been so many that have had to deal with that.
Andrew Halverson.
J.R. Nichols stands in front of the memorial he built, a 120-foot wall of remembrance containing the names of all those killed in the war on terror.
From the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983 to current day.
How else do you say thank you?
Nichols, a civilian, worries about those described as missing in America, veterans suffering from depression and post-traumatic stress.
22 suicides a day. We're not taking care of their hidden wounds. We're not helping them.
Richard J. Nelson.
There is a giant boot print at the High Ground, a walkthrough monument that contains three statues. One of them is a serviceman staring into space. Sculptor Michael Martino calls it the thinker.
It could be PTSD, it could be just bad memories, it could be lost friends, it could be family issues, it could be not having a job, all of those things that a vet has to deal with, the thousand-mile stare.
Tracy Lynn Alger.
Present.
The High Ground's volunteer general, Kirk Rodman, served when Eisenhower was president. At 82, he is helping troubled veterans and trying to reach the next generation of soldiers.
I talked to a lot of kids, and my goal is to touch that one kid so when he has to push the button, he won't do it. So my kids will be safe.
All president accounted for, sir.
On this day, all of the Persian Gulf veterans are present and accounted for at the High Ground, even those who are only here in spirit. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.